Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where today I'm going head-to-head with another familiar voice on our music reviews, Andrew Muller. Think of it as the Monocle Music Club, where we swap new releases and broaden our harmonious horizons, or at the very least, Andrew gives me a lesson in country music. Andrew Muller, welcome to the programme.
I'm delirious to be here on this side of the table.
On this side of the table. It's funny, isn't it?
It is. It's unusual.
I feel weirdly under
even more pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
This is something like a sort of musical face-off. I think this is where you offer me something and I raise it, a bit like a game of poker or something. I think this is kind of musical poker.
Unless it turns out that my selections are amazing and yours are terrible, in which case it would be the opposite. Is there a manoeuvre in poker where you can take things out of the pot?
I think, well, you can certainly just smash all the chips all over the place, steal the other man's money and walk out.
Presumably
only if there's a gun on the table. and our listeners presumably will be the people having the final choice. Who can decide? We're going straight into your first choice. Let's give our listeners a bit of a slice of it, and then we'll talk off the back of it. This is Drive-By Truckers and What It Means. Okay, that was What It Means from Drive-By Truckers. So talk us through, this is the first group of musicians that you've chosen because they're good, but also your friends. I just, the point of journalistic interest, point that out.
We should, that said, they've become my friends because I wrote about them because they were good.
Okay.
I'm a huge, huge fan of Drive-By Truckers. I think that they've been my favourite band in the world for most of the 21st century. That is off their forthcoming new album, American Band, which is out next month. That track interested me because I can remember having a long conversation one night, the precise location of which currently escapes me, with Patterson Hood, who we heard singing there, about Randy Newman's Good Old Boys album. And I remember Patterson saying that it was one of his favourite records, and I remember him kind of muttering, you will notice that in all the records, all the songs Patterson has written about the South and his somewhat conflicted relationship with it, He said, I've never, ever, ever touched on race because I'm not as clever as Randy Newman and I don't have that delicate touch that he did on Good Old Boys. Now, what's interesting about What It Means is that Patterson actually shaping up to tackle that, which he does by looking at the recent spate of shootings of black people by US police. In fact, I'm sure they're not recent shooting. Well, I'm sure it's not a recent phenomenon. The fact that we now know about them and see them filmed on mobile phones is the recent phenomenon. And Patterson actually does confront this. And it's What It Means is a very long song, partly because I think Patterson has a lot to say about it, but partly because I think he's being so careful to cover himself and not making any declarative statements that might get him into trouble. But it's a really brave song. It's a great piece of writing. And American Band is, I mean, even by their standards, it's an interesting and amazing record. But it's their most political album yet, I think, and that makes it all the more bolder and all the more interesting.
You've got two interesting... There's a dichotomy here of titling from Drive-By Truckers. You've got What It Means, which is a pretty declamatory statement, despite the fact that you say that he's played his cards close to his chest on writing songs about race. They're a Georgian band, aren't they? They're from Athens.
Patterson was based in Athens for many years. He now lives in Portland. They're essentially all from, or he and Mike Cooley, the other primary songwriter, are from Alabama originally.
So that's from the mother lode.
That's
of
where
race
they grew up.
Yeah, right. So you've got What It Means, and then you've got American Band, which I think is a really, really sweet, sort of shy and retiring title for a record.
I think there's an ambiguity in both titles. Right. They are making the declarative statement in the understanding that their listeners will appreciate that there is layers going on there.
I like it. Okay, so that is Drive-By Truckers. That is from the upcoming album called American Band. That is out on the 30th of September. We heard a cut of it called What It Means, tackling some interesting issues with layers. I'm only joking that there weren't any there. So it's my turn, Andrew, to play you something now. This is Carrie Foe, who's from Little Rock in Arkansas.
That's great. We're almost going through the states in alphabetical order.
Exactly. And also not too far apart from each other.
Actually, no, it's not, because Alaska would be in between Alabama and Arkansas.
Okay, damn God. Well, maybe. So this is Carrie Foe. She's from Anchorage in Alaska. Of course she's not. She's from Little Rock in Arkansas, which I think sort of makes her interesting. We kind of think of and she's a 22-year-old young black rapper. She's deeply talented, very rhyme, very clever, very, very funny.
There is a seamless link between this and the previous track, which I think I'm right in saying that in Grand Funk Railroad's song "We're an American Band,"
okay,
there is a reference to Little Rock.
There we go. It's good, you see. Shall we let it speak for itself, and then Andrew can say what he doesn't like about it off the back of it. This is Supplier, Carrie Foe. They be asking me questions about how I got so fly. I just do what I do, babe, I don't even try. I keep the block hot like the 4th of July. You know I got the swag of 1,000 pallets for size. Look curious there, I see you give me the eye. You hit me with that text and you know I'll reply. I keep my shit on lock like a fucking twist tie. You'll never get enough of me, I'll keep you on high. Cause you know I got that futuristic fire. You know I got that shit that takes you high up. Come see me, I'm your supplier. Giving you the vibes that you deserve. She's pretty slinky. She's good stuff. I think it's very witty. It's a great song. It's a good sound. And she's kind of like clever and kind of slightly hides a light under a bushel, whereas lots of male rappers, it's so much show, it's so designer.
They are rarely criticised for hiding their lights under a bushel. I was going to say, actually, that reminded me of slightly old school 1980s variant hip-hop.
Yeah. It is like that. It's a bit of Salt and Pepper. It's kind of, it's got that, it's got knowingness, it's got slinkiness, it's quite sexy, and it's kind of very, very aware. I think it's kind of good stuff.
Yeah. Is there more where that came from? Is there an entire album?
The album is called Lost on Las Vegas, and that's out now. That came out about a month ago, and it's really good stuff. There's super fast stuff, but it's not, it kind of reels you in kind of slowly, actually.
Okay, and do we know if she is a kind of complete outlier, or is there this sort of thriving hip-hop scene in Little Rock of which we have been hitherto unaware?
That's a very good question. I don't know, but I always presume that everybody that does this kind of thing is from East Coast or West Coast, by which we mean two cities, you know, it seems, especially in hip-hop music and in rap music. So I think there is a little bit of outlier there. I feel like she could easily be, you know, when you think of someone coming from Little Rock, Arkansas, you don't think that they're going to be doing rap music, especially if this kind of quite wise and urban bent. I kind of feel like something else might be coming from there. So I think that's almost another little feather in her cap.
Okay, no, I quite like that.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she? That is Carrie Foe, and she's not on a big deal record label. The album, as I said, is called Lost on Las Vegas, as if it was sort of French, and it's out now on Wolf and Rothstein Records, whoever they are. Okay.
They sound like a detective agency.
Wolf and Rothstein. Yeah. I know. Well, actually, it sounds like the literary agents in Private Eye cartoon. Snip, Cock and Tweed.
It does. No, I like Wolf and Rothstein.
Yeah, it's good. So it's time for the Empire to Strike Back.
Yes. This is a band from Australia originally, where I first met them, in fact, I'm getting old, literally nearly 30 years ago, the Moles, okay. That's who this is, founded in Sydney. Weirdly, though, they developed this strange global cult following, which has endured around the world. Richard Davies, the Moles songwriter, who I should also, in the interest of full disclosure, you know, admit to an acquaintance with, went on to form half of Cardinal, okay. who attracted quite a lot of notice, yeah. and collaborate with bands including the Flaming Lips, among many others, and all the while maintaining his career as a trial attorney in Massachusetts, which is what he does now.
He is the Wolf of Wolf and Rothstein.
he could well be. He's a mysterious fellow.
Okay.
But he has resuscitated the Moles' name with an album called Tonight's Music, which is a 24-track blockbuster.
Wow.
In fairness, some of the tracks are quite brisk.
Yep.
But this is one of them. It's in keeping with what we can think of as the Moles tradition of slightly arch, knowing, extremely self-referential, self-aware meta pop, if you will. and this is called You're In My Band.
Ah. Oh, I really like that. That's You're In My Band. Another one of... I love your choices today, Andrew, because they're all sort of like, this is music. American Band. American Band by the Drive-By Truckers. You're In My Band by the Moles. I like this. It's all very kind of like there's breaking pop down into simple structures.
But it's another seamless link. We have done very well with those today. I know exactly what you're thinking, that it sounds like Steve Harley fronting the Chills.
I'll tell you what I thought it sounded like. I don't know whether you're familiar with an album called Dylan-esque, which is Brian Ferry singing Bob Dylan covers.
And I remember
really
that.
Good,
vaguely,
really nice
yes.
record, actually. This to me sounded like Bob Dylan singing Brian Ferry songs. That's exactly what that sounded like. It was a very strange and bizarre thought.
I'm going to tell Richard you said that. He will either regard that as an enormous compliment or track you down.
Okay. But it is a strange I've got a slight idea of Bob Dylan sort of going electric, but only to sing Virginia Plain.
You can actually hear exactly how that would sound,
do you know what I mean?
Can't you?
Yeah, kind of very strange. I really like that.
It's a great album. And yeah. In fact, the Moles did a big reissue a couple of years ago, which is readily available, which wrapped up all their antique 30-year-old cultish Australian pop. And I think they're going to do some live shows. Richard maintains, not full-time, I don't think that would be insane, a variation of the Moles. I think there's a Moles in London and a Moles in New York. And I think he's setting up one in Detroit as well.
Okay.
So he can just sort of like turn up
a number of holes.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed, that it's like Chuck Berry playing with the house band wherever he goes.
You'll do
exactly. Probably easier to learn Chuck Berry's tracks. In fairness,
yes, indeed. Just a smattering, of course. Just the three. Andrew Miller, they're talking about the Moles. Tonight's Music is the upcoming album from that outfit. You're In My Band was the cut that we heard. Andrew, I'm going to give you now to round out the show. Riley Walker, why don't we take a bit of it? This is from his upcoming record called Golden Sings That Have Been Sung. It's a bit of a naff title. But nonetheless, this is called Funny Thing She Said.
A funny thing she said to me. Why'd you even come over last night? Yeah, you're chiming in the wrong shade of blue. And Saturday night meant nothing, but I know that Sunday was true.
And there he is. This is the second album from Riley Walker. His first one came out just last year. It was called Primrose Green. It was kind of a brisk folk rock thing. And I think, let me think where he's from. That's really bad, isn't it? I should have done my research. I don't know. I think he might be a Portland kind of chap as well, actually.
Rockford, Illinois, I believe.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
You've Googled him as well.
I have.
Speak. Damn you. Andrew's literally got the Rockford files in front of him and Riley Walker's name came up. So there we are. What do you think of that? I mean, that was a very small bit of quite a long song that goes in all sorts of places. It's a bit kind of psych folk rock stuff, which I have a little bit of a soft spot for.
I quite like that. He sounds like, what did it remind me of? It reminded me weirdly, not he doesn't do so much with the flighty falsetto trilling, but that had a whiff of the kind of Jeff Buckley meandering ballad thing to it, I thought.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Which I don't have a particular problem with.
This record is a little bit more electric. The first album really reminded me of sort of John Martin stuff, and a lot of his playing sounds like Richard Thompson's playing that John Martin produced for Nick Drake's solo albums very, very far back in Richard Thompson's career. So there's really, really beautiful, close fretwork, amazing stuff. Some of it reminds me of that early Fairport Convention stuff in which Sandy Denny sung so beautifully as well, actually, and Richard Thompson was just the player. Really, really beautiful stuff. So I thought it might be up your street.
No, I quite like that. Is all his oeuvre in general that sort of mellow and restrained and sensitive, or does he ever kick it up a notch?
He kicks it up a notch, yeah. There's a bit more electric stuff on there, a bit more pacey stuff, a bit more up-tempo stuff. That one is a bit more strung out and a bit more kind of jazzy. It's a bit kind of soft machine-y, actually. I can imagine Robert Wyatt singing that with those kind of very sort of...
That is actually a much better point of comparison than the one I came up with. That is what it... Let's
keep that on the show.
Exactly. Now that I think of it, that is what it actually reminds
me of. It's like that, isn't it? Yeah, that very spare
Robert Wyatt-ish thing. Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, really nice. Okay, beautiful. Well, that is cool. That is from an album called Golden Sings That Have Been Sung by Riley Walker, who's very good live as well. He's going to be doing festivals and lots of dates supporting that record, which is out on the 19th of August on the rather sadly titled Dead Oceans Records.
It's a bit grim.
Yeah, a bit sad, isn't it?
Although another seamless link, the previous Drive-By Truckers album was called English Oceans. It's all coming together. It's been like one great big cryptic crossword.
It has been one cryptic crossword compiled by both me, Robert Bound, and Andrew Miller. Thank you very much for your two choices. I think it's been good. A bit of Saturday Swap Shop.
I enjoyed both of those. I shall chase them up.
Nice. Okay. Well, that was it. Today's show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be resuming normal service, I guess, rather than doing the swappery. We'll see what people think about this. I think it's been quite a fun format. And that will be staffed by Alice Vincent talking about TV. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.